Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace. To nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
This episode of the Sportsman's Nation is brought to you by Outdoor Edge and their complete lineup of replaceable and fixed blade knives and game processing kits. Now, in my bag this year, I had the Razor Pro Saw Combo Kit. It comes in a very compact, handy carrying case, and one handle has the replaceable blade knife and the gutting blade. The other handle has the saw that comes with it. So I use the saw to split the pelvis, and I use the gut hook to open up the cavity and the blade to start cutting all the stuff out, right? So it makes cleaning a deer very simple, very easy, and the knife is sharp. And if you've ever had to gut a deer with a dull knife, we all know how much that sucks. So take a look at the Razor Pro Saw Combo Kit and head on over to OutdoorEdge.com and enter the discount code NATION30. That's NATION30 for 30% savings on your purchase.
Maximizer Mineral is top grade, top shelf, top notch. Read your seed tags. Even though it's not a seed, you can read the tag. Read the back of the bag. Check it out. Compare the differences. It's not all about salt content. If you go to the doctor, and I'm sure that everybody on here has been told, hey, you don't need to be eating any more salt. It's not doing anything for you. Well, it's the same way with the mineral, man. Actually, you want real minerals, not just one.
Too much salt, bad, bad thing.
So, man, that was super simple right there. I love it.
Sure was.
Just like the product. It's simple, but it's effective. Throw out some Maximizer Mineral. Head out to www.realworldwildlifeproducts.com and identify a dealer near you. If you want to feed something out to your deer herd that actually makes a difference. Check it out.
That's what I call pro talk. When you really don't know the answer, you just make it up.
My rut is that I am in a rut.
To get the pilot of Red Arrow going. There's really a way to skip class.
I want to say, hey, those boys right there are entertaining.
There you go.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said on this podcast.
Alex Rutledge here with American Roots Outdoors TV.
Hey, this is Lee and Tiffany Lukowski from the Crest TV.
Hi, I'm Don Higgins.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
Hey, everybody, this is Mark Drury with Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Craig Fitz of Trained Assassins TV. You're listening to Dave and JP on Pro Talk Outdoors, the craziest two I know.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Pro Talk Outdoors. Now, we're set up here in my ragtag haphazard studio for, you know, at least a few more episodes anyway. I mean, got a house build going on. And
big things coming for the Pace family.
Big things coming, and it's exciting. It's always been a goal of mine to finally build a house. And, you know, wife and I are super, super excited to finally see it vertical. You know, once they get it framed up a little bit and you see things above ground, it starts becoming real. Obviously, we broke ground in November, and
you had a hole out there for a while.
Mother Nature hit, and I had more of a glorified swimming pool or cesspool or mosquito pool, whatever you wanted to call it, for the course of winter.
I thought about putting some minnows in there, you know, just to keep them alive.
Well, I ran a buzz bait across it a couple times just to see how it did. So it's cool to see it finally getting a little bit of momentum and heading the right way. So I think our studio setup will improve once that move happens.
But yeah, absolutely. And then you know, you're going to be right out there, real close to our lease, which I'm sure will be very convenient for you.
Mile away.
Yeah, just a mile from the lease. Be good. You'll be able to keep an eye on things out there and slide out there. Just, you know, if you got an extra 30 minutes to kill, just go out there and
that's it, man.
Cast, I mean, a line or so.
That yeah, fast. So that's going to be some awesome convenience. But, you know, sometimes we forget just how lucky we are in life and all the great things we've got going for us and that work-life balance. And I know that's going to be a heck of a luxury having that right there. And then just being on a farm in general with the house is going to be great and all the extra stuff that's going to open up for me.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like? This time next year, you're going to just go off your back porch to take a leak.
Pretty much, yeah.
In the morning, and you're going to hear gobbles just echoing back through
there. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I'd try to make a gobble with my voice right now, but it would sound pretty. That didn't sound like a gobble at all.
Not really, no. But yeah, it's I'm going from a, I mean, this is a nice subdivision. I shouldn't rag on it, but I'm going, you know, straight to the penthouse as far as my setup goes for a guy that likes the country. I mean, I'm going right into a good thing. And that's sort of the theme of our episode today, is a little bit more about that work-life balance. That's not something we normally get into here. There's a lot of self-help podcasts that will let stress the importance of a work-life balance. But we felt like there was some relevance to this episode based on our guest and the past 365 days that he's had.
Yeah.
As well as the 365 that you've had, and you two have more in common just in the fact that, you know, you become friends over you know, over the years to do the podcast and the outdoor industry. You now have some other things in common in your professional life and some awesome weight loss to go with it. So, you know, I think this is going to bridge the gap of the outdoor industry and just talking about work-life balance. So I think anybody that feels like we're getting a little too self-helpy, I beg you to listen to this next segment, because I think you're not going to feel that way. I think you're going to feel a little bit, I don't know, eyes open sort of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a wild, crazy ride. I mean, and I mean that in the absolute highest of blessings type way, you know, for me to be involved in, you know, with Craig and yeah, he's been a blessing to me in many ways.
Sure.
You know, I will say that, you know, not only a good friend and a heck of a an outdoorsman, and but he's, even though he's a little younger than I am, he's been quite the mentor as well.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and, you know, age doesn't have to dictate mentorship, but, you know, when somebody can enlighten you a little bit to something that could benefit your life in a health, and that's not just physical health, but mental health and just your overall stability of your world, that's something worth listening to. And I think hearing the story between you two in this next segment is going to be important for folks that feel like they may be missing something or need to make an improvement. I'm going to participate as much as I can, but really I want to focus on you two guys, because it's been an awesome run for me to see, especially for you, just the change you've made in the last year. So I think without further ado, let's go ahead and introduce Craig Fitz.
Sounds good.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Pro Talk Outdoors. And we didn't mean to start a Dr. Phil kind of opening there for this episode, and I don't think you're going to feel that way once we introduce our guest here. And I think it's just going to be enlightening is what everybody's going to gather from this. But I want to welcome Craig Fitz on the show. Craig, I think this might be your third or fourth go-around on our podcast.
I think so, man. It's been a while, but yeah, I think it's about my third or fourth. I couldn't remember earlier. I was trying to think about it as well.
If we tallied it up, you might be either one or two on the all-time guest list at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I like be.
Yeah.
Like records. Fun.
Yeah, heck yeah. Record breaking's awesome, man. What's the turkey situation like down there right now?
Well, I have been turkey woods to hunt four times, and we've killed twice. One of the other times we called one in and the camera guy spooked it, and then the only time that we weren't successful, they just weren't gobbling that morning. So basically three out of four mornings have been awesome, the ones that I've went. But I've heard it has been pretty slow, but it picked up last few days. Well, Slade and I went this morning and actually killed one right off the limb. We actually called in like 15 turkeys, which for Mississippi, I didn't even know they had 15 turkeys in a county.
Dang.
But we actually called in a bunch this morning, and he killed one. I drove an hour and a half to Mississippi, and this morning at 4:30 in the morning, and he tells me when I get there, oh, the place we're going, we really don't need to kill two, so you don't need to bring your gun. I was like, oh, okay, this is great. So I guess I'll just film you.
Hey, come on over here, Craig. Drive an hour and a half and just pick up that camera.
Yeah, no big deal. You know, hey, I'm used to it with, you know, that's how we do each other. So I'll pay him back. Don't worry. Louisiana season's coming around the corner. I'll make him drive an hour and a half and tell him leave his gun in the truck. So.
Who's the best turkey caller out of you two?
Well, I mean, 100% him.
He's using the mouth call, and you're using the box call. Is that what you're saying?
He uses the mouth call. I use a slate call. Yes.
Yeah.
Not a box though, but I do use a slate.
Well, now you sound like Dave.
I can call a turkey good enough for it to get killed, but I wouldn't say I'm a good turkey caller.
That's my man right there. That's my man.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'm there for. I'm not there to sound pretty and try to win awards.
No.
I'm there to kill something, so that's it.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes it's not how you say it, but what you say is what I've noticed.
That's correct.
Man.
That is correct. I mean, I literally heard a hen one time. I'll never forget it. We were in Mississippi hunting. And I heard a hen one time that sounded like the worst caller I've ever heard in my entire life. So, and she was a real hen. So that's when I went, hey, you know what? I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There was a time I was hunting. This has been probably 20 years ago. I went with someone else. It was a different piece of property I wasn't accustomed to. And, you know, of course, you know, sun's getting ready to pop up. Birds are starting to gobble every which way. And just over the hill, we heard the most god-awful yelping noise. And, it was like nonstop. Like, I'm talking 50 yelps in a row. And I'm like, God dang, that guy over the hill there is going to screw our hunt up. He is terrible. He needs to shut up. You know, these birds are going to lock up. And I'll be darned if, you know, 20 minutes later, that terrible sounding yelping that I heard just walked right by us. And every freaking, there was like three longbeards in the area, and they just all followed her out in the field.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. It ain't so much how sexy you sound. It's just you got to say the right sexy things. That's what we can gather from.
That is correct.
That's
you don't need a good voice.
Yeah, we were talking about turkey hunting, JP.
Well, I might be.
Greg, he's in here. He's strutting around like a banty rooster, strutting,
right.
Sticking his chest out right now. Kristen's in the other room. He probably.
I'm moonlighting.
She's in trouble when he gets out of here.
I got a moonlighting gig, I guess I'm referring to.
Look at him.
Well, speaking of gigs, I think this is the perfect time to sort of segue into the meat of why we brought you on. Obviously, anybody that's ever listened to our show and had an episode that you were in understands exactly what you always bring to the outdoor industry. And last year, you had a little bit of a shuffle in your personal and professional life there, and you made a decision to not only better yourself in terms of health and mental wellness, but you also took that plunge in the professional sense. And I think there's a lot of people, whether they're outdoorsmen or not, can really relate to what you went through, not only on the professional level, but the improvements you made in your personal life as well. And I wanted to open the floor up to you to share as much as you're willing to share about what those moments were like at the start. Did you ever go through a, oh crap, what are we going to do kind of thing? Or was it pretty well just always determined in your mind what the next step for you was going to be?
Yeah. So, man, you know, I'm a real big faith guy, and, you know, my whole life, has basically been things happen at the right time, for it to happen. Right. That's how my whole life's been, from me being a policeman early in life to, a fireman, outdoor industry, and now obviously a health coach and a real estate agent. Right. So let's kind of talk about the year you're talking about. So, ironically enough, I had a shoulder injury, which caused me to gain some weight and get pretty unhealthy. I was already kind of like that anyway, right? And so whenever that happened, I decided I needed to do something because I couldn't work out because of my shoulder, and I was having shoulder surgery, so I had to do something. Well, you know, I found a program that a buddy of mine was doing, so I got on it, and it literally has changed the way I look at health. It also has changed the way I look at how my future is going to look, as far as professional wise and also, you know, helping people. So a lot of people know that, you know, I was on Trained Assassins for 8 years, and I owned that with Slade and Ryan and Blake Duvall. And we ended Trained Assassins. We decided to end Trained Assassins in fall of 2019. And the reason was because our kids were getting older, and, you know, we were missing a lot of things, and I was gone all the time. And, you know, so we made that decision, which was the best decision I could make for my family at the time. And I still think it was the best decision I ever made. Well, you know, at the time I was still working full time in outdoor industry, working for Realtree Camouflage. And, you know, but the thing was, I was still gone a lot, right? Was I home a lot more? Absolutely. I was definitely home more, but I was still gone a lot from, you know, going to visit different accounts and then going to different trade shows and just events in general. I was still going a lot. So last year when COVID hit, the quarantine hit, you know, I started doing this program, and I started seeing results. And at the same time, I wanted everybody else to know about it. I wanted my family to know about it. My dad at the time was, you know, always having to go to different heart doctors and, you know, blood pressure issues and all kind of stuff, man, was going on. And I was like, you know what, him and my mom can benefit from this. A few of my friends can benefit from this. So I started sharing about it. And while that was happening, you know, quarantine was going on, so I was home anyway. And then I started finding out, you know, through Realtree that some changes were going to be getting made, especially due to COVID and some other business related issues that was going on, that I was probably not going to have a job for a little bit longer, right? So in August, I actually ended up losing my job at Realtree. And on August 7th was the first day since I was 19 years old that I woke up and didn't have a full-time job to go to, and I did not have a boss to report to. So was it nerve-wracking? Absolutely. Was it exciting at the same time? You better believe it. And has it paid off since then? Absolutely. because now the only boss I have, and Dave's heard me say this 100 times, the only boss I have now is my wife. And it is one of the best. She is the hardest thing, hardest boss I ever had, but she is my boss. I always laugh. She owns a company called All Face Designs where, you know, she does remodels and new construction design and things like that. And I always tell her I'm her employee of the month, but I've never been paid before. And so she takes advantage 100% of my new profession of health coaching, and I'm home a lot, you know, and I talk to people, but I'm also available whenever she needs something to be done in her job too. So, but yeah, man, I'm home all the time with my kids now. I'm helping a lot of people. That's one thing I did not ever expect last year. I started doing this in March of last year, and the amount of people that have been helped since is just amazing. And the impact that, you know, this program has had on people and their lives is just amazing. And for me to be a part of it or a small part of it is even better. So I don't know if that's exactly what you wanted, but I just kept rambling.
That's how I wanted it to open up. And now I'm going to ask for forgiveness instead of permission, that I'm going to ask the uncomfortable question. Where had your weight gotten to from where it started? So let's take 19-year-old Craig that was a police officer. Where were you then, and where had you gotten mm-hmm. to? And why was that so dangerous, and did it affect you mentally? Did it affect you in your recreational life? Did it affect you in the woods? You know, let's tie it in a little bit to the outdoors. Take me from where you started to where you had gotten to.
Yeah, okay. So when I graduated high school, I was 84 pounds. And, you know, obviously that's where I was feeling best. I was an athletic person. And, you know, from the time I was 19 years old to the time I was 36 years old, which was last year, I fluctuated between 20 and 30 pounds every 3 months, right? I've tried every little thing to lose weight, and then I gain it back. And I worked out the entire time. I never really was the guy that was just, you know, a blah person, you know, that didn't work out and didn't do anything. I always continue to work out, but I never felt as good as I thought I should. And I always just mark it up to I'm getting older, right? Like most people do. And I didn't really realize that that wasn't it at all. It was my nutrition. I had no idea of that. The only way I found that out is by this, right? When I started doing this and I started getting more energy, because I was a guy that came home, or not even came home, because I basically worked from home or I was going on the road. But when I came home, all I wanted to do was sit in the recliner and watch TV. My kids would always ask me to go outside to play with them, and I just didn't feel like doing it, right? Or jump on trampoline or throw a baseball or whatever it was. And then my wife, you know, always on my butt because, you know, the yard needed to be mowed or picked up, limbs needed to be picked up and stuff like that. Well, I never had the energy to do that. I just marked it up to, yeah, I'm getting older. It's just I'm tired. I got to fight through it. Well, when I started this, I started realizing that I just felt better, right? Which in turn made me become a better father, a better husband. I was in the yard playing a lot more. I have more energy. Whenever my wife asked me to go get a door out the back of the truck, it's not like it's killing me to go do it. I just go do it, right? Because my energy's there. Also, my mental clarity, man, like you mentioned that, and it is unreal what that's done. You know, I was always in a fog. I always forgot stuff. I was known as the guy that never called people back. And that's a truth statement. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, when people have those memes on Facebook that say, tag somebody would be the last person you would call if you were on the line to get shot or something. I don't know what it was, you know, if they didn't answer. And I used to get tagged all the time because I was that guy. And it wasn't necessarily because I forgot or anything like that. What it was is I was so stressed and overwhelmed all day long with everything I had going on that I would just shut down, right? And it was because I had no energy and I had no, like I always felt slump. I always felt like I was in a slump, right? Well, now it's just the opposite. Like when somebody calls me, I can't wait to answer. I'm like, yeah, let's go, boom, 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 whatever, you know? And then so if I miss a call, like I make sure I go through all my reds that day. And I know, JP, you've got a green phone, so you don't know what that means, but red means somebody that you had a missed call, right? But anyway, man, it literally has physically and mentally has completely, you know, turned my life around as far as where I was headed, right? Because, I mean, I got up to 221 – actually, I got up to 223 pounds at one time, but when I started this program, I was at 221 pounds. And, you know, in 7 weeks, I was down to 181 pounds, which was 40 pounds lost, and back to where I was at 19 years old, which I haven't been under 190 in 20 years, right? 19 years, whatever it was. And so yeah, that's basically what happened.
So obviously Dave has taken a very similar journey, particularly, you know, mainly on the fitness and health side of it. Obviously he hasn't had to go through as much of the career revitalization that you did. But tell me more about when you're helping these people. Is there a particular kind of person that you're looking to seek out? And I don't ask that question to say, hey, I'm going out and trying to pick, you know, heavy set people. What kind of person, I mean, do they have to be mentally framed a certain way, a certain personality, or do you think what you did to be successful is something that anybody could do?
Yeah, so I don't actually know. I mean, N-O, not K-N-O-W. Everybody, if you think that you need to be healthier, whether you need to lose weight or you just need to be healthier in general, this is good for you, right? There's people that have lost 5 pounds. There's people that lost 320 pounds, right? There's people that didn't even need to lose weight or necessarily thought they need to lose weight, and they did it for the health reasons, right? For getting off of medications, diabetics, you know, blood pressure, cholesterol, whatever it may be, that's the reason they've done it. And they've been successful as well. So no, there is no certain type of person at all. I always laugh and joke. I say, like, I can't think of 5 people that I know that if I ask them, hey, do you think you could lose some weight? I mean, literally, I don't even know if I can say 5. I did this before, and 2 of the 5 that I actually said, they probably say they wouldn't. 2 of them are my clients now, so it's kind of funny. Whenever I thought those didn't, but they actually do, because a lot of people realize that they're unhealthy. They just don't know what to do about it, right? Because the reason I know that is because I was that person. I knew I wasn't right. I just didn't know what to do. I wasn't disciplined enough. And that's what this helped me so much, because of the structure that it is. I don't have to think about it, right? And that's the best part about it, because especially for men like Dave and I, I'm going to go ahead and speak for Dave for a second. If we're told what to do and when to do it, we can do it, right? And that's the beauty about it.
That's a fact.
So there is no, I don't know what you call that word.
There's no target audience.
Labeling.
That's what, you know.
There's no target audience. There you go.
And I'll say this, you know, I was a little over, you know, well, right at a year ago, a little less than a year ago, I was sitting at home in the recliner, tired, waking up from one of my many naps during the day and scrolling through Facebook. Like, I guarantee you, a bunch of guys listening to this podcast right now do on the regular. And didn't really feel like getting up and doing anything. You know, I had no desire to get out and do any yard work for sure. And, it was even hard for me to get it was even hard for me to get the motivation to go out fishing or something, you know. So, you know, I'm scrolling around and I see what Craig's doing, and I'm like, well, dadgummit, if Craig can do it, why can't I? You know, so I reach out to Craig, and it's amazing the benefits that I've had off of this program. I mean, it's just – I heard a quote recently, and it makes sense. And JP, you and I even talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you made the quote. You wanted to be coached, right? You made that comment.
I love being coached.
Yeah, absolutely. And
it's not even a past tense thing.
And
I still
love
that.
Yeah, this is not even necessarily a health thing. Everyone in life needs a good coach. I mean, you need somebody there to pick you up, mentor you, and drive you. And little did I know, whenever I answered Craig's message, Craig was going to fill that void for me that I've had for so long, you know. And I lacked, you know, just speaking to myself personally, my snoring like a freight train all the time, my sleep apnea out of control, my knees would both swell up from the knee surgeries I had in college, and I weighing 217 pounds and have like testosterone issues and lack of motivation and just, you know, feeling like I was supposed to quote unquote feel as a middle-aged man. You know, that's what old age is supposed to feel like, right? No, not the case at all. So, you know, I reach out to Craig, and Craig gets me on the same path, and you know, I'm kind of following in his footsteps, and daggone it. I mean, I'm down to 172 pounds, been there for the last 8-9 months, haven't gained any weight back, just feeling great. And I can't tell you the last time I actually took a nap. I mean, you know, we don't realize how much time we waste by just laying around and being lazy, unmotivated, sure. You know, so there's not really, you know, there's people that are listening to this right now that could use this, that need it for health reasons. You know, it would literally add longevity to their life if they got healthy, got on a good nutritional plan. Then there's people that just want to trim off 10 pounds, you know, get that six pack back, you know, but all walks of life.
Got my six pack back.
There you go, buddy. There you go. I'm working on mine a little bit. Just a little bit now. It's starting to show up somewhat. So, yeah, man, it's been a, you know, Craig's been fantastic for me, and this program has. And, you know, Craig, you alluded to a while ago about the amount of people that you've been able to help. And mm-hmm. I know I'm just a small part of that, but I was, you know, I was looking and, you know, I can say it's well over a couple hundred that because I said yes to getting involved with this program, people that have gotten healthier and are living a better life because of it.
Yeah. And it's crazy when you think about that. You know, you just said a couple of hundred. And when you think about it like that, I mean, think about those as people, right? Like actually what they have changed since then, right? And that's what's so amazing to me when I think about that. I'm like, you know, I hear stories all the time, and which made me just you saying that made me pull up to see, you know, because I really didn't know because I don't ever look at that, but now that you said it, it's because I said yes to this. 3,291 people have changed their life, right?
That's incredible.
It's amazing.
That is unreal.
Well, there's no better measure of a life you've led than the impact you've had on other lives and adding life mm-hmm. to those years for those people. So I commend you both for what you're doing and the journey you're on. That's an incredible number for both of you. You know, I just can't thank you enough for making the world a little bit better place as a result. But I want to bring this full circle a little bit. Obviously, you had a where you were, where you got to, and where you are now. Tell me where you're going to be. Mm-hmm. What's the future hold? Have you hit A, where you want to be physically? Have you hit where you want to be mentally? And as far as your career goes, what's the future hold for Craig Fitz?
All right, so that's a very easy one for me. I'm one of those people that I'm never satisfied, and sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. I don't really know yet if that's good or bad in my life, but I'm never going to be where I want to be fitness-wise. I'm never going to be where I want to be mental-wise, and I'll never be where I want to be successfully-wise, right, whether that be professionally or whatever. Every day I wake up, and that's literally what I work on, is to get better that day, is to win that day in order to, you know, at the end of my life, be ahead. And that's literally what I do every single day. And Dave's heard me say that 100 times, but it's so true. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I think about is, okay, what am I going to do today to further basically the kingdom of God, basically, because that's what my whole goal is in this, is to show, you know, in order to be able to reach people in God's kingdom. And that's a fact. And if this is my vehicle to do that, then that's my vehicle to do that. Right. Also, I'm not going to lie. I have some wants. You know, obviously I want some land, to be able to hunt. I love to hunt. Everybody knows that. I mean, literally, it was great about it is I can go turkey hunting and deer hunting anytime I want now. Right. Which is even cooler, but one of my dreams is to own, a few pieces of the property. And that's what I'm striving for. Also, you know, I look at it as, you know, I'm changing my health. My kids are watching me do it. They're learning the same, you know, things that I do every day in order for that to happen. I'm not saying that they're perfect by no means. They're 8-5. They still eat, candy and mac and cheese every day, but you get my point where they're at least watching it. So therefore, whenever it is that time, they're accustomed to it. Correct. And so I'm not only trying to do things for myself, but I'm trying to do things for my kids and generations beyond them. So, you know, when you think about it, the things that you do during your life actually affect things for a long time. And so whenever you think about it that way, it makes you work that much harder every day. So that's what I see in my future.
Well, it's an inspiration, Craig, man, and I can't say it enough how proud I am of both of you, and you know, I look forward to seeing the journey both of you are on. And man, give us a clue on where everybody can keep up with not only what you're doing fitness and health wise, but what you're doing in the outdoors, because you still do a lot of that kind of thing. I mean, you just mentioned you've been filming a little bit, you've been hunting. Where can everybody keep up with all things Craig?
Yeah, so my Facebook and my Instagram is probably the best place. Both of them are Craig Fit. And then, you know, I still do Hunt United, which is a digital show, which basically was Trained Assassins transformed into Hunt United. All of us on there are real estate agents now through United Country Real Estate. Myself, Slade, Priest, Ryan Wascom, and Luke Mitchell. Most people know him as Bear Cub, or the guy that screwed up the hunt the other day when the turkey came in. But if you want to see that, and if you want to see him do that, you go, we just released it today. It happened a couple of days ago, but he already put the episode together and released it. So it's on Realtree 365's app. And we're also on YouTube on that show. And it's just, you know, it's just us, you know, having fun doing it when we can, when we won't. And instead of all the, you know, pressure that we had before, it's, hey, you know what? Let's go hunting. Let's make a couple episodes and let's have fun with it. So that's what we're doing now. We also, you know, obviously there's land advertising on it as well, you know, for people that are looking for good hunting properties. So a lot of the things that we hunt on are for sale. So it's kind of a double whammy on that.
Awesome.
I like that gig right there, you know, be a listing agent and go kill stuff on that property and sell it. That's pretty good.
I might need to look into that.
Man, y'all need some agents in Indiana?
Tell you what. All jokes aside, I'm going to tell you who benefited from that the best was last year with Slade and Ryan and Bearco when they went to Colorado and hunted a place for elk, and it was loaded with them. And they killed – I can't remember if they killed one. Or, no, they killed one and had an opportunity at a big one and couldn't get a shot. But, yeah, I mean, they had a heck of a time. I was like, y'all are definitely making me jealous. Because I wasn't a part of it then. That's whenever I kind of was still at Realtree and I wasn't really doing much with it, with Hunt United. And this year I was like, all right, when are we going? They're like, well, we don't have that property anymore. I'm like, of course y'all don't. Of course. It's sold, obviously.
Well, a good real estate agent, he sold it.
That's right. They sold it. That's right. So it was good. It worked out exactly what we were planning on. And it worked, but I still wanted to go. But I guess I have to wait.
Well, you are living the dream, man. I appreciate you coming on and hanging with us through the break. You're listening to Pro Talk Outdoors. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Pro Talk Outdoors. We just had Craig Fitz from Hunt United, I guess now is what you would call his affiliation in the outdoor industry, formerly a Trained Assassins and a guy that's really just turned around his entire outlook and existence and just made some awesome changes for himself and his family over the last year. And, you know, you two on the same program and you're touching a lot of lives and helping each other. I know you've discussed it a couple times on the show, but you've lost how many pounds? It's north of 40, right?
45. Yeah, 45 pounds.
And it's incredible. I know you've mentioned how much better you feel and you've made all these notes and examples, but I've noticed it. You know, it's amazing when one person notices it, sure, but you live in your skin and move in your body every second of every day. But when somebody that you're close to or you know, see on a regular basis notices things as well, I think that's a testament to, you know, a change that was well made. So, again, kudos to you guys for doing that for yourselves.
Appreciate that, man. And I'll tell you, folks, if you're out there listening to this, you know, if you have those type of issues that we talked about, you know, there's a better life out there. And it starts and kind of ends with nutrition, you know. So, you know, take care of your body. You only get one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people, it blows my mind how people will, they'll invest and invest and invest in a new vehicle or, you know, fancy clothes or whatever. But their own body's the last thing they'll invest in.
And that's the one that gets you around the most.
There's one vehicle that's going to be with you from the day you're born to the day you die, and that's the vehicle, your own body. Mm-hmm. You know, that's sure. taking you through life. So take care of that, guys. And I promise you that if you do, the outdoor experience is a whole lot more enjoyable.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you feel the need to make a change in your life, I encourage you to reach out to us. Either one of us is fine, but reach out to Dave. He's the guy that's helping folks get this done. I'm happy to redirect you. So, I mean, if you feel more comfortable reaching out to me, do so, but I'm just going to redirect you back to Dave. And if you need some help, I think he's a great place to start. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Give us some feedback. Let us know. Trash Craig a little bit if you feel like. That'll give us a fun text to send to him. And until next time, hook 'em or hunt 'em. Later, guys.
Pro Talk Outdoors. Switching the script.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.